This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. It's day 14 on the Colorado River. After a wonderful catch and release of four trout after breakfast, we're on the way again, and it's going to be a short ride in the boat this morning and a long hike. Another one of the legendary stops of Grand Canyon is the hike up to Pete's Creek to Thunder River, across Surprise Valley to the west and down through Deer Creek. This is a de rigueur day for folks who aren't in charge of a boat. The boats move down from Pete's Creek to Deer Creek to meet the hikers late in the afternoon. Pete's Creek, a major flow. Beautiful cottonwood trees. Somehow, there's no beaver down in this one to chop them down. And the crew of us hiking make good time as we climb and climb up to Thunder River, often called the only river in the world that's a tributary to a creek. The Pete's Creek is pretty easy going, but when we hit Thunder River, it's steep. And up we go to this wonderful cave up at the base of the Red Wall, where the water comes out in a huge volume and comes down over one fall after another for the, not much more than a mile of the drainage's length. It certainly does thunder. We take a break there. Enjoy the cool and the thick riparian area all around. We can see Powell Plateau to the east and southeast. And we climb the last little bit over the rise to Surprise Valley. What's the surprise? I never have found out why it got that name, but it is a big open valley reminiscent of the Verde country, the Verde River country of central Arizona, up here off the north rim of the Grand Canyon. There are trails that come down to Thunder River. The Bill Hall Trail and the Thunder River Trail leave out from Indian Hollow off the north rim. So you can hike here also and backpack in. We traverse to the west across Surprise Valley and down into Deer Creek. Now, Deer Creek doesn't have the huge flow of Thunder River into Pete's, but it is a special place of its own, where through the Pete's Rock Narrows, ledges have been cut out in a slot canyon. There are petroglyphs here and pictographs left by the ancient peoples who frequented this area. We meet some backpackers who are camped down in here. By late in the day, the hikers are fairly well tired. And we head back down to the river. There's a wonderful falls right at river level coming out of Deer Creek, which must be circumvented. And there we are, back to the river. Looking forward to seeing you on a legendary hike. This has been Arizona Trails with Ed Eberlein.